Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. This is Steve Arterburn. I'm in studio today here on October the 21st on Friday, and we've got some needs I want to talk to you about. I've asked Larry Sonnenberg to join me, and if you would like to help me encourage people to support the ministry in this hour of great need, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. We're live. It's October 21 on Friday, and we need your help.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I love listening to you guys.
I'm kind of in a valley as far as my faith. She has a tumor on her lung, and she's in kidney failure. And my question is, how do I tell her that she's dying?
In the court systems, teenagers usually have a lot of ability to say where they want to spend their time.
Change is not what you say, change is what you do.
Do you ever disagree with him to his face?
Very rare.
Here's what I think cremation is. It is a dust acceleration program.
You're going to go forward, you're going to do the next right thing, you're going to sin no more, and he's going to have to sit with that.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me in the studio is Larry Sonnenberg.
Hey, Steve. Good to be here.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. And the reason that we're in the studio together and I don't have John or Henry or Mylon or Jill is simply because we hit a wall, and we need your support. The network that carries the programs where most of our large markets are has been very, very generous with us. They have given us much, much grace, and we're so grateful to that. And we had a plan with them going forward to stay current and to catch up. And we were, you know, I think we were really doing well just staying in there and catching up and doing the things that we needed to do. September came, and we ended up only being able to send them about $50,000. And what their expectation is that we will send them $200,000 now, between now and the 31st, and that we'll do that every month. And I think that we can do that if people will come along and support us. And if they don't, if you don't, then, you know, perhaps God has something else in mind for this particular time slot. We're open to that. We would hate that, but we realize that, you know, God may have a different plan. And we are praying for God to be honored in all of this. We want to do what God wants us to do. That's the bottom line. We know God wants us to honor him every single day that we wake up. We've tried to honor him in changed lives, and I don't know the full impact of a changed life because we don't follow everybody up throughout their lives, but it was interesting to hear the story of Steve Jobs and how he sacrificed, or he gave up Christianity because he received an unsatisfactory answer about starving children from a 13-year-old. Well, when people call New Life, and when they listen to New Life, hopefully they hear the truth in a way that they can accept it, and it makes them want to know more about who is this Jesus and what is this Christian faith and how do you practice it with all of the realities of life. How do you stay how do you stay in relationship with God at the darkest hour of your life? Where do you find hope when it seems like you've tried everything else and it's hopeless? Well, that's what we've tried to do, and now we need your help to continue to do it. Or we just feel like God maybe, you know, it could be that this is the final hour and that we have to go off the air, but we don't want to. So if you can, call us, encourage others to support us, or you can support us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. To join us on the air, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. If I didn't say that correctly, Steve Jobs was 13 when he talked with that Sunday school teacher.
Steve, I want to just comment on that too, because part of what I love about New Life is relative to what's happened to my own family. I grew up, I've got five brothers, and I've got a couple of brothers that were totally turned off by the church at a young age.
Yeah.
And today they are not believers. And when my dad died, we met with a pastor, and there all my brothers were there, and this guy was a great guy. And at the end of the time, we just met and shared memories and thoughts about my dad. This brother of mine came to me and said, you know, if I had met somebody like this pastor when I was younger, I might be a believer today.
Mm.
And I think about that all the time, and I think about the message that people get on New Life and your books and, you know, toxic faith and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so grateful, and I know our listeners are too.
I hope so. Well, let's talk to one of them. If you want to join us on the air, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number to call. Let's go to Rebecca from Atlanta, Georgia. She listens online. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How could we help you today?
Well, I just wanted to give a little boost to our listeners to the fact of giving to New Life. Cause
thank you.
As you mentioned before on the break about being in a dark hour, and I was, and I went to a weekend and really found rebirth and a resurgence in believing in Christ, and I think your ministry is very powerful.
Well, thank you very much. How are you doing these days?
Well, I'm doing really good. I've actually trying to start a small group, an encouragement group, and realize self-sufficiency is not the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And to use the body of Christ to support you through difficult times. So I just never really supported a ministry, and your ministry is the only one that I supported. And I gave some money, and I'm also doubling up my monthly amount that I'm giving.
Wow, thank you.
Rebecca, thank you so much, and I hope that that will be an encouragement to others. I'll tell you, we are doing everything we can to keep the doors open and keep our phone lines open, but it has been, you know, just a horrific month where we couldn't make this one commitment to our radio partner who has given us so much grace. And so they've said to us, well, you can understand if you can't stay current, then we're going to have to find a replacement. And Pittsburgh would be the first station to go, and then the others would fall after that. I've been on the air, I don't know, over 20 years, and I have seen people literally transform their lives simply by listening to the radio. Mm-hmm. Much less going to our events. But I talk to people all the time. Thank you for being on the radio. And as we were talking about this truth, so many people have been taught different things. Don't ever go to a counselor. Just go to your minister. Well, we believe in ministers, of course. But we know that sometimes you need somebody whose calling in life was to work with people on a one-on-one basis. And not everybody that preaches is equipped to deal with people well on a one-on-one basis.
Listen to what this this listener wrote to us on our web. He says, he made a post, "My prayer is for your ministry to continue on the radio in a mighty way. I've been listening for several years now, and your program is the only reality program that actually gives people the tools to not only improve their lives, but to have hope for the future. The real-life experiences of those that call in challenge and inspire everyone to believe there's a way with help and perseverance. Please don't give up. We need you and your great team. I was a Club New Life member, but I think due to an account change, my membership may have been discontinued. I apologize, and I will help monthly so you don't have to cut back." And then he said this, Steve. He says, "P.S. Steve, you sound a bit depressed, brother. There's a verse I take out of context as a lighthearted way of dealing with situations like this. And it came to pass. It will pass, and you will be stronger. Here's the patience of the saints."
Mm.
You know, I just comment on that. I've worked with you now almost 8 years, Steve, and this has probably been the toughest week on you that I have seen or witnessed.
Since, no kidding.
Since I started here, and I am just praying for New Life as a whole, but I'm praying for you, and I'm praying that there will be some sense of hope and joy that enters into your life that helps your countenance get back to where it used to be.
Well, I tell you, I kind of feel like I'm a person going in for radical major surgery. I'm glad that the surgeons are there, and I'm glad that things mm-hmm. are going to be okay on the other side of the surgery. I'm not happy about what they're going to cut out, but you know, I'm apprehensive. I know God has something for all of us, but I wish this was what it was, you know, and if it's not, then I'm going to deal with that. But it's very sobering to me. You know, I do love the Lord greatly. I still have great joy in the Lord, and He has kept me safe and through some of the worst disasters ever. And God will be with me through this. But thanks for reading that encouraging thing and pointing out that I'm a failure in my emotional life. Let's go to Lisa from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. By the way, if you want to join us on the air, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. If you have a word of encouragement that might motivate someone else who hasn't supported us in the past to do so, give us a call. We'd love to talk with you. We'll talk to anybody. let's go to Lisa from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. There we go. Lisa, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that I've listened to New Life for a year now, and I've become a New Life member. I'm so grateful because my faith has grown tremendously.
By listening
to you all, I feel like I save on therapy because I feel like I'm getting therapy for every hour that I listen.
Mm.
And I worry about the stations that could be lost because I think there's so many people in the world that need to hear what you have to say and need the encouragement, and they need their faith to grow like mine has. And I pray for you.
Oh, well, thank you, Lisa, and I hear the emotion in your voice, and I appreciate your care and concern, and God bless you. You know, when you talk about people not having a counselor, one of the joys of this ministry, we had a call from Korea yesterday, but one of the joys of this ministry is knowing that missionaries overseas who don't have access to a counselor, or Christians in other nations that speak English, they tune in on the internet, and they hear what we have to say. And so it's our way of reaching people all over the world. Now, I want to thank all of you that have stood by us all these years, and you've been so faithful. And I'm leaning on God for the future. And I just hope and pray that the future includes this, but I've resigned myself to the fact that if it isn't, then so be it. Better to be in God's will than push and strain and struggle when that isn't where God is leading us. And so I've just kind of given up the stress and the struggle, and I'm resigned to whatever it is.
And the other thing I want to add to all this discussion is the need for prayer.
Amen.
While we are really in the midst of a financial struggle and we're seeking help financially, we recognize and that this is a spiritual battle as well. And we were just reviewing the other day, Steve, you and I, some of the challenges and things that have hit our ministry and our staff and health issues and all kinds of stuff that has been going on that just makes it feel like the enemy has attacked more than usual.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's easy to over-spiritualize things. We don't want to go there, but we do want to recognize that our battle is not flesh and blood. It's, you know, spirit and principalities and
no question,
all the darkness. And so your prayers are highly coveted.
Please pray. Now, I want to read something from our Everyman's Battle workshop last weekend. Gentleman says, I came to EMB, Everyman's Battle, filled with skepticism and uncertainty. My intentions were focused solely on my sex addiction, yet God opened doors that I didn't even know existed. He showed me that I'm not above, that I'm not alone. He showed me that he's not ashamed, and he showed me that he still loves me. For the first time, I feel that I can embrace defeat in God's victory. I want to thank Everyman's Battle for being a means of God's grace to so many men around the world. Now, I just echo what he's saying. I can embrace the victory in the defeat. And I just thank God for that. That's encouragement. Let's go to Terry from North Platte, Nebraska, KJLT.
Thanks.
Terry,
thanks,
you're on the air.
I just wanted to pass on a little word that a couple years ago I went to your weekend out in Denver, and the first guy that I met was Larry. And I just wanted to pass along what a wonderful and upstanding group of people, including Larry and yourself. And when people donate to your ministry, they're working with a high-class organization. And I just want people to know that. Oh, I appreciate everything you do.
Thanks,
thank
Terry.
You. By far, after almost 25 years of ministry, I absolutely have the most committed, most talented, most dedicated team I've ever worked with. I am so grateful to God for them. And
Terry, how are things going for you since Everyman's Battle?
Well, I didn't go to Everyman's Battle. I went to the weekend.
Oh, the New Life weekend.
But,
I'm sorry.
You know, the people that I have been in contact with through your organization have helped me immensely. I just don't know how some people, you know, it doesn't seem like it's a big deal every day to listen, but it's hard for me to listen every day. But I get so much out of your program that I know it's a blessing, and I just want people to know that it's okay to donate to this. I mean, you people are not fly by night people. You are a class act.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much. Well,
you're
we really do want to honor God in everything that we do. We know that through all of this, that's the one thing God does deserve and wants is us to honor him. And we sure do honor him. He has given us the privilege of working with so many wonderful people. And Terry, you're one of those folks. So thank you. If you want to join us on the air, the lines are all lit up. 1-800-229-3000. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Virginia, and then we'll make a comment. Virginia.
Yes.
Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Really, really, I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah, I'm doing all right. So how could we help you today? What's going on?
Well, actually, I called just to be of encouragement to you. Some years ago, I've listened to your program for years now, and I was going through a very dark period in my life. And I called New Life, and you gave me the direction that I needed, and you gave me the encouragement that I needed. And I just wanted to be able to call you to encourage you. To just keep on, you just don't know the good that you do. My pastor always says people don't have to be nice, and they certainly don't have to be nice to you. So to have a program like yours that helps people like myself, that gives of yourself in such a way, I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. God bless you. Thanks for calling. And that is encouraging. And I just am grateful that you called us. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. If you can support us, I'm asking you to call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com.
You know, I wanted to just add to what Terry had said when he had called. I worked at another ministry for a lot of years, and I've done a lot of work in churches. And the difference in the organizations is incredible, and it's the difference between relationship and religion.
Amen.
A lot of places, you get a lot of religion, but here we learn about relationship with Christ, with one another, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you saw what happens behind the scenes, I think you would be very happy that you've supported this ministry. So we'll take a break and we'll come back for more at 1-800-229-3000.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married? The ideal husband? The amazing dad? The great lover? But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of, the man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this, but I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And it's humbling and it's humiliating to be at a place where, you know, it's just obvious that we don't have enough support, and but that's where we are.
But we have enough listeners, and if those listeners would maybe give who have never given before, that's part of the appeal. I don't know the history of these folks, but I just got a note from our call center that Carla gave a $2,000 gift. Mm. Ken and Mary gave a $1,000 gift. Eric gave a $1,000 gift. Those are exceptional. We're just really grateful.
And thank you.
We don't want to, for a moment, make anybody who gives gifts that aren't that large that it's not as important. If you can give $10, $20, we're grateful for every gift that comes our way.
Right.
And part of the reason we're grateful is your giving changes lives.
Yes.
And not just the life of the person affected. Let me read you just a short note. I must confess that I've been getting a free ride of wonderful advice for some time now. Your response in godly counseling to many troubled call-ins has helped me tremendously in my role as an 83-year-old widow, trying to encourage and guide my two adult daughters, my 11 grandkids, and yes, even my 10 great-grandchildren through many challenges, good and bad, in today's culture when many families are falling apart. And she goes on to say how blessed they are and how their family's doing well. But the thought that hit me when I read this was, here's an older woman, 83 years old, And her life is affecting 23 lives immediately.
That's right.
Just her family.
Yeah.
Let alone the people those kids and grandkids are married to.
Right.
You know, neighbors and church members and friends. I mean.
Well, you just think about how many men have gone to Every Man's Battle and gone back into church and affected the men of that church. It's contagious. Let's talk to Julie from Reno, Nevada, Sirius Satellite Radios, where she hears us. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Thanks for calling us.
It's nice to get in touch with you this morning. I understand the show is an opportunity to reach out to others. And I really, deep down, I just so appreciate what you're modeling for the rest of us, because you are modeling that in the midst of hardship, you're reaching out to others, and that's exactly what New Life is about.
Mm, thank you.
So, and that's how it's worked in our lives as well. My husband has gone to EMB. He's planning to go to EMB 2. I've gone to a New Life weekend. Gone to Women in the Battle.
You were on our Israel trip too, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
We recognize your voice.
I feel like I'm a new lifer.
You're part of the family.
You are.
So. Not only has it, like the letter that you read from the 83-year-old woman, not only has it helped us, but it does. It trickles down to our adult children. It trickles down to our grandchildren. And it just reaches out to the rest of our community, because I think that New Life is a tool that God is using in our lives. And It just has a way of reaching out to so many people.
Well, Julie, I tell you, your generosity, you and your husband has been a big part of this ministry, is being able to reach those people. And
amen.
I just can't thank you enough for that. I'm so grateful to you. I was just thinking about you the other day and your husband, and it's just amazing. And so thank you. And thanks for calling to encourage other people, too. Thank you.
And, Steve, I just wanted to say, when you said it was humbling and humiliating, shame on you for saying humiliating. It's such a blessing to be able to do this.
It's just, I'm just not used to
this. I can't believe I'm telling this to Steve Arterberg.
Yeah.
It just hit me as I heard you say that.
Well, you sound like my mother, and so I'm used to that shame on you stuff. Oh, dear.
Well, those of us who take advantage of New Life services, I mean, we too. I mean, I can say that because I've been there, because I've been humbled and I've been humiliated.
Mm.
So I can only speak that from experience.
Well, thank you, Julie.
Well, and I would just add, Julie, the humiliating part I share in with Steve in a respect, because we want to be the best stewards of the money that comes here, and when we fall short, it feels like failure and like we didn't do what we were supposed to do, and so that's the hard part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you tell your husband hello for me, and thank you for this phone call.
Well, you'll
it
see
means
him.
A lot.
You're going to see him
this
afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. I'll see your husband this afternoon. That's right.
Thank you for all of your hard work that you guys do.
Okay, God bless you.
Yep. See you down the road. Thanks so much. Wow, that's really neat. Let's go to Kim from Washington, D.C. Hi, Kim. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. How are you all?
We're doing all right. And we just had a very encouraging phone call, and that certainly helps.
I guess that's a loaded question to ask how you are, but...
yeah.
I know the feeling. I'm going through something very similar, not financially, but when you say humbling, and I guess humiliating in some sense, I totally understand, and don't let anyone shame you into thinking that you can't use that word. We're all human, and I know people put you probably at the top of the heap, and you're not supposed to have those emotions, but please do what you need to do to get past this, and say what you need to say to get past it. And I know through my struggle. It's more of a child who has a minor illness that just won't get better, and I don't want him to turn away from God, and nor my family to turn away, and you know, I keep telling them to pray, do this, do that, and nothing seems to be working. So I understand exactly what you feel, but I would like to not to poo-poo any of the smaller amounts that have been given. I would like to pledge something to you guys.
Thank you. All right, I got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership and club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. We're talking with Kim, and Kim, you listen on WAVA, and you know that's one of these stations that we may lose very quickly, and so I really appreciate your phone call.
Thank you. I didn't know if you could hear everything I said, but I will pledge to give $5,000 to you all.
Oh, goodness. Kim, bless you. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
I'm so thankful. Wow, that blows me away. That is amazing. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow. Ron from Joplin, Missouri, listens on XM. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Steve. I know you guys are in the midst of the battle, and I listen to you. I live in Springfield, Missouri, but I practice cardiology in Joplin, Missouri, and went through the tornado May 22nd.
Oh, my goodness.
I listen to your program, and I, as a cardiologist, I see a lot of parallel similarities between what I do and what you're doing. And having been a person that's been divorced and then was single for a long time and then remarried and blessed with a very godly marriage now, I can see a lot of benefit of what you do. When people come to see me as a cardiologist, they feel bad. They don't know why they feel bad. And maybe they're short of breath, maybe they're having chest pain, maybe they're dizzy, and it might be a medical problem. It might be their blood pressure, maybe they've got a blocked artery in their heart, maybe they've got a heart rhythm problem that they need medication for. But what I see you guys doing is similar to what I'm doing, which is you're getting to the problem, and your people are calling in with their symptoms, but you're trying to get to what is the problem.
Yes, that's
and
right.
What a lot of the battle is, I think, is in our lives and our culture, is really no different than it has been for 5,000 years when Moses was on the Mount. People are looking for things to make them feel good, and so the way addictions get in the middle of their life and ruin their relationships is that they're looking for something to fill a void that happens, that they're maybe expecting something from somebody else that they're not getting. Maybe the problem is them. Maybe the problem is their spouse. I coined a phrase, a relationship is not relational unless the relationship is relational.
And good for you. I like that.
Sometimes, well, having gone through a counselor who was a Christian, you know, he when I went through a divorce, I kept trying to make something work, and he said, well, it's kind of like you're putting a square peg in a round hole. It doesn't fit because it doesn't fit. And when I went through a divorce, God convicted me, and he said, the problem is way back in the beginning, you decided what you wanted to do, and then you expected me to bless it. Now you've had a problem for all these years, and now you want me to fix it. Mm. And he goes, so after I get you through this divorce, which, you know, I hated to go through, and that was one of my biggest stumbling blocks because I thought I just was never going to get divorced. I was married 14 years. So when I got through it, God said, okay, if you'll put me first, then I will lead you. And I see what you guys doing are leading people, especially when you have, you know, Townsend on there, and I've read the Boundaries book, The Boundaries with Teens. I've got six kids, my four, her two. We got kids in college. We're facing all the issues you're helping people with are all the issues that people are battling. But what I would like for people to do is commit to your ministry because they hear you, and I think that don't feel defeated. Just realize that Satan is going to battle what is successful, and the reason he's coming at you so hard is because you're so effective.
Yeah, I believe that too, Ron. Thank you.
And when God took Gideon, and there was one man against 475, that wasn't very good odds, and that's kind of like what you're facing now. But I would encourage the listeners, if you went to a doctor and you expect to get free help and free care, and you got better, and it helped your life, and you were able to live a better life and enjoy your family, your work, those around you, then wouldn't you expect there to be some benefit? Well, I don't think that we automatically connect that with such effective programs as like yours on the radio. And what I like is people come in and they just tell the bare, raw details, and you guys are very comforting. You're not judgmental.
Thank you, Ron.
You see people, help them to identify if it's a symptom or a problem. So when I have somebody has chest pain, maybe it's their stress of their physical abuse they're getting at home. Maybe it's their blood pressure being out of whack. And so I diagnose the problem. I put them on a treatment.
Yeah.
I've been doing this 19 years, 11,000 cases in the cath lab.
I can see that
you guys are the relational doctors. And you're helping people to figure out that if a relationship is not relational, it's not relational.
Thanks for making that comparison. We appreciate that a lot.
And it's an honor to be compared to a cardiologist. I love that. All right, let's go to Camellia from Boston. Hi, Camellia.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Good. It's so nice to talk to you guys. I'm a little emotional now. I just want to say that I love listening to you guys. He helped me a lot with my family, being a better mother, a better daughter. Anyways, and also my son is always making fun of me because I'm always recommending you guys for every situation.
If they have
a problem, they come to me and start talking, and I don't know what to say. I just listen to those guys. They have the answer. I'll call them or something like this.
Thank you so much.
One other thing I need to tell you, Steve, that every time this is personal, every time I hear you talk about your daughters, first thing comes to my mind is, I wish I had a dad like you.
Camellia, I've watched Steve and Madeline and their relationship the last 7-8 years I've been here, and it's amazing. It's just wonderful.
I just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
Everything else, you know, you're having a hard time now, and all this stress, mom. You know that you were a good dad, and we're here listening to the radio and hear you say such good things about your daughter, how your relationship is. It's really comforting to know that other men is listening to you, and they may want to do the same thing.
Camillas
in the world will have a better dad, or will have a dad at home.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to know you're a good man, and I'm so glad that I tune in and listening to you guys every day. I'm very happy to have you guys on my radio. Okay?
Thanks, Camellia.
Thanks,
and
Camellia.
I'm going to find my new life now.
Thank you. God bless you. You know, Madeline's such a blessing to me. She asked me to come up last night and go to a movie with her, took her to dinner. And it's so great. She's in college. We still get to be together, and I'll see her tomorrow, too. God bless you. Hey, I just got a trucker that challenged us, made a $100 challenge to the other truckers. So if you're a trucker, step up here with this guy and help us. And now let's go to Anna from Silver Spring, Maryland. WAVA again. Hi there.
Hi, Steve. Great. Listen, I want to put out a shout out to you, and I want to encourage you because what you're doing makes God smile. Hmm. And you know what? I'm a veteran, and so is my husband and my son, who's active duty right now.
Hmm.
And I want you to know that every veteran that's out there, I know we don't get paid till the 31st or the 30th, but they need to come up for the challenge. I'm challenging Army, Navy, Air Force, and the Public Health Service to come out and do what they can. I mean, I remember when my husband came back from the Gulf War, and I thought it was great, and I went to one of your programs and slept all the way through. But this weekend, he was so nice to pay back. He invited me to a marriage conference, Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, and I felt like he repaid me. So I am donating $50
for now. Thank you.
But I want you to be encouraged because God is smiling with all the work that you do.
Thank you.
And I want every veteran that's out there, you hear me on your radios and on your television, send your money to support the service.
All right. God bless you, and thanks for your
thank
service.
Thank you. And if you can support us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to the website newlife.com. Let's go to Craig from Washington, D.C. WAVA again. Hello, Craig.
Yeah, hi, Steve. How are you? I just called to say thank you so much for your show, and I just want to tell the listeners what an impact it's had on my life.
Mm.
You know, I first started listening to your show, and I thought that I would go to CR. My church was just starting it.
Celebrate
Recovery. I thought I was going to go fix my wife. So here's the cool thing that happened. I discovered so many issues that I had in my life. I was able to spend time with my father, and he passed away in January, and really come to terms with some of the issues that we had in our relationship. I was able to save him the last day he was alive.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And check this out. Since then, I've already lapped around the first year of the 12-step program, and I got so blessed yesterday because I'm an accountability partner now, and I got a call from one of the guys, and you know, I was just so blessed to be able to be there for somebody else. And so the reality is it all started from me listening to you a couple of years ago, and I've been to Every Man's Battle. I've never been to a New Life program, but I was able to listen and understand what you guys were teaching on the radio, to find something in my home church. And that has just kind of exploded into my life and helped me with my own personal issues and with my relationship with my wife. So,
God bless you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. We'll be back after this.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and just really thankful for all of you that are supporting us. A couple of $5,000 gifts now, and it really means a lot. Let's talk with Dale from Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA. Hi, Dale.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing super well.
Well, great. And,
I just want to call and encourage you guys, and thank you. I went to the EMB weekend last month in Cincinnati.
How'd that go?
And it helped me, just like I told the lady on the phone a second ago. Today, I have so much peace in my life because I was able to lay a burden down that I had carried for over 20 years.
Mm.
And my cup just runs over today. I mean, it is a ministry that brought me to a place that I needed to be over 20 years ago.
Wow. And, well, I'm glad that you don't have to go another 20 years like that.
Amen, brother. And just something, this is ironic. I just texted some of the guys I'm in the group with that we just have to remember that the God that's with us on the mountain is the same God that's with us in the valley.
Amen.
Mm, good thought.
We're counting on that. I sure appreciate you calling us. I'm so glad that you found a way to live clean and sober, and God bless you. Let's go to Ron from Huntington Beach. By the way, if you can support us, that phone number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-639-5433. Or you can give online at newlife.com. It's really easy to do, and we sure do need your help, if at all possible. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's talk to Ron. Ron, you listen to KKLA, another very important station to us. Hi.
Hi. How you doing, Steve?
Good.
Good. I just want to give a little testimonial about you guys and what you've brought to my life. I've been a Christian for many years, and about 5 years ago, I was going through a very difficult divorce from a Christian wife, and I wasn't willing for it, to have it happen, but anyway. That caused me to get deeper into the Word and study more, and I coincidentally started listening to you guys on the radio. And as that process went on and concluded, the growth that God brought me through that was incredible. But what I really, really noticed was how your ministry, the counsel you guys give, is so consistent and connected to what the Bible teaches.
Mm, thank you.
And that was a huge line of strength for me to get through that and continue the growth in myself and learn more about myself, as well as a far more intimate relationship with God. And what I find, I listen to a lot of Christian radio, but I find very few ministries that come anywhere near what you guys do as far as your connectedness to and consistency with what the Bible says. And I've been listening for quite a while, as I mentioned, the process I was going through, and it struck me that I'm getting a lot out of these guys, and I haven't given them anything.
Hmm.
So I became a Club New Life member about 3 years ago, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to also encourage people who are listening and benefiting from this to really consider how important it is, not just to get through the struggle, but to grow and remain strong beyond it, and to support your ministry, to become a Club New Life member, and to spread the word.
God bless you. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Let's go to John from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WFIL. Hey, John.
Steve, hi. How you doing? Now, I don't know if you remember, you spent some time, I had a radio show 2 years ago with your New Life Weekend.
Yes.
And you spent, you were very gracious to spend a quality time with me on the air. So I wanted to say I appreciate that very much. You shared a lot about what you've gone through and what you've done, and I've enjoyed listening to your show and the fellow associate you have on there.
Thank you.
And it's really great. I think a lot of people are getting help, little things they need from listening to you. They really get a lot of help. So I think that's very special at what you're doing every day.
Thank you, John.
To make a difference, and I believe that you're essentially needed.
Thank you.
And I'm going to pray for you. I'll see if I can get something out to you, but I really want to encourage you to continue on the path you have been given. Every day you make a difference, every minute that you speak.
Thank you.
It's very important.
Thank you, John.
And I think everybody that hears you gets that. And
thank you.
God bless you, John.
So,
thank you.
Go forward and continue and doing what you're supposed to do.
Thanks. Okay.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
Well, I wish I had more time to take more phone calls, but I feel like we need to tell people where we are. We've got until the 31st to raise $200,000, and then we have to provide that every month. If you've listened for a while and you've never given, I hope that maybe this would be the time that you would make a one-time gift, or that you could join Club New Life. What we really need is people to make a one-time gift and join Club New Life and help our support ongoing. But we know that the Lord owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and that He can provide us through you whatever amount He wants us to have. And if that is that we should stay on, well, we're going to be here. And if it isn't because people don't respond, then we're going to try to find what it is God wants next. What we want for you is God's will, and that's what we want for us. We want to honor God every day, and we want you to honor God every day. And if we can help you do that by staying on, that's great. But again, if not, we're okay. And we would miss this terribly, because we love getting to come and share with you. If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number, 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-639-5433. That's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can go to the website, newlife.com. Newlife.com. Larry, you want to read something there?
Yeah, just Psalm 25, the first few verses. As much as anything, I hope this is encouragement to you, Steve. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are a God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. So, you know, that's where our hope is, God's mercy, faith, and undying love. And I'm just grateful for everybody who has given and
Amen.
Will give.
Amen. Thank you all for your support. I pray that into the night we'll be getting phone calls of support. We need it. We love you. We care about you. We pray for you. I thank you for those of you who have come along and said, okay, I'm going to give. We just need more people to do that, to do what we do. God bless you. Thank you, Lord, for all of these folks. We'll see you next time on New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry.
To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us on Monday for New Life Live.